Welcome to Mirth, Magic, and Mayhem, the AARPG's new actual play series using the Dragonbane RPG by Free League Publishing. I'm Nathan, your host, co-GM, and I'll also be playing Brains, the idiot Wolfkin thief. Let's meet my friends and fellow cast members.
I'm Malcolm, your co-GM, and I'll also be playing Corinne Rinesmith, the judgy halfling bard.
Hi, I'm Tyr, and I'll be playing Dane Ringson, a human scatterbrain scholar.
I'm Chris, and I'm playing Sigyn, elfin huntress.
Hey all, this is Anthony, and I play Kurgan, and he wants to remind you,
you should go and get stuffed.
Hello everyone, this is Sean. Now we'll be playing Baylor Banefire, Dwarf Artisan Specialist.
I'm Tim, AARPG's latest temporary double seeker probationary player. I play Quiverwing, the enchanting mallard whose spellbinding plumage shivers like distant lightning on a moonlit night.
Together, we'll explore ancient secrets of a long-forgotten empire, facing challenges and forging our destiny in a world where every castle, cave, and crypt holds the echoes of a bygone era. Get ready for an epic journey filled with laughter, suspense, and unforgettable moments in the Misty Vale.
Hello, and welcome to the Advanced Age Roleplaying Gamers Podcast. I'm Nathan, I'm your host tonight, and I'm also your GM. We're running Dragonbane. We are on episode 24. Pretty long run for us. We don't
have the attention span for this.
I know, this is crazy.
It's kind of epic for us.
Yeah, I don't remember the last time I played 24 games with you guys. Like it's probably been like 30...
No.
It's years. Like any geek weekend.
It's been exactly 8 years.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, wow. He seems bitter about that.
Well, that's how long I've been here, I think, is 8 years. So the bitterness is perfectly natural, but I was it's been 8 years since I ran.
Were we playing Dragonbane 8 years ago?
Gold Sparrow.
The GURPS fantasy game. Yeah. We were doing something else, Tim. We were doing, I think, the
probably the zombie game.
The zombie game or our armor.
That had to have been 10 years ago.
No, that had been 10 years ago, the zombie game.
Well, who was running that?
Matt was running the zombie game.
Matt was running the zombie game. May he rest in peace.
May he rest in peace.
Anyway, so who knows if where any of this footage will end up, but if you happen to see this video, know that we love you and we trust you and ixnay on that.
Don't let Nathan find out.
So we're playing Dragonbane. We've got a few people here with us tonight. Tim, who is drunk.
Right. I'm drunk and I'm playing Quiverwing, a mallard wizard who I'd like to point out kicks ass, takes names, and inseminates eggs.
And destroys objects for doing
this. If you're going to bring that up right now,
we don't know the consequences of that yet.
We are in an illusion, and a keystone is something that if you break it, it destroys the entire thing.
If this is a
keystone object for the illusion, then destroying it should have shattered the illusion. But no.
Nathan,
for whom English is a second language, he doesn't know what keystone means. And when he tells me that something is a keystone object.
Shall we go on?
Explain yourself.
We should go on. Explain yourself. Siggy. Chris Siggy.
We are one and the same. Where am I going with that? What do I got to do? This is Chris, right?
Yeah. It's Chris. It's
done.
Chris playing Siggy. Elf Huntress. And Malcolm, my co-GM, is playing a player. Playing a character. I've had a couple drinks too. Oh my god, this is going to be terrible.
I guess I'm pretty far behind. I'll be playing Corinne Rinesmith. Corinne Rinesmith. The Saddlewood Rinesmiths, a halfling bard who's just made the terrible mistake of being shoved into a room first.
Time for hazing. Tony, back with us tonight. Thank you for showing up, Tony. Hi. It's great to have you here, Tony.
Good to have you here.
It's good to be here with you fine fellows. I will be playing Kurgan, a halfling with an attitude, but a heart.
Can you say historical records?
Tony.
And this is exactly how I've been playing the character the entire time.
I asked Tony to play like Captain Kirk.
Oh, God.
Yeah. Mirror
at,
money!
At some point, I do expect you to put a little cut across your shirt. Just across your shirt.
You're going to have to end up shirtless at some point.
It's necessary.
Tess does have a Gorn costume. Don't ask why.
If only I had some saltpeter. Okay.
Luckily, you know, I just happen to have some right here.
Oh, so you can make a rudimentary lathe or something.
Every once in a while, we have one of these episodes. If you've been watching us for a while, you know that every once in a while, we just kind of like go off the deep end. And I feel like this is probably a good time for us to do that because they're about to hop into combat. And there's a pretty good chance that somebody's going to get whacked.
Oh, thank God.
So, on that note...
I would love to have my Tuesday nights free.
We had entered the road in... In?
Road's End in.
The Road's End's End. We thought it was great because I'd have prices after escaping... Well, actually, after avoiding a confrontation with orcs and cultists.
It's always
and running into a farmer by the name of Sally and his son Pip. Even though we heard rumors of things that could be dodgy, we still went in there and had a great time until we all got simultaneously roofied and woke up in, well, what I had to call, you know, Dragon Bane Saw episode. Anyway, we all wake up in a strange hotel. We luckily have our stuff. We're not strapped down like in Saw. We get up and we find out that our fellow inn patron, yeah, that's it, what was his name? Oh, yes. Stig Stonehilt.
Stig.
The Dwarven Mana Core Slayer is currently, of course, not able to walk, so we, of course, have Brain carrying him. And we go through each one of these rooms, being told that apparently the inn has been cursed by a hag by the name of Stair.
Stair.
Stair. Really? Like downstair, upstair?
No, like Stair.
Stair. Stair.
Stair.
I'm looking at you, Stair.
Okay,
she's got like
a crappy named witch or hag named Stair who apparently cursed the place after some sort of slight or being slandered that involved small children. We don't know. We did see one couple that was also a fellow patron in the inn, Grund and Edda, who we see now in a painting who had a child. But anyway, every room in this sort of inn that we are in now is an illusionary part of our curse. Each one revealing some part of her broken psyche and some way of torturing those who've chosen to find comfort in this inn, but now only find a never-ending nightmare. Well, at least for some people. Anyway, we avoided a lot of horrible stuff because, well, we're that damn good. We found some gold, which we're really happy about, and we're hoping it's not illusionary. And then we found a porcelain doll, and we did the stupid thing and kept it for a while, and then Quivering was like, I've done a detection. This is very keynote to the curse. Is this important to the curse? In which he was told, it's the keystone to the curse. And he's like, you break the keystone and the whole arch falls. So he broke the porcelain doll, so we may be stuck here forever.
And, oh, what else did you find? You found a dagger?
We found a dull dagger that was not rusted, but apparently was also magically imbued, and a flute made of human bone that signals to some unknown owner, which we've now...
It starts playing whenever undead are around, I think.
Well, apparently we stepped up there. Well, anyway, after going through a room with a pool or a rocking cradle with no baby in it.
No, there was a porcelain doll in the cradle.
Well, it's not anymore. It's broken now. We got rid of that. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it was a keystone for the illusion.
And you found a ring. Somebody found a ring at the bottom of the pit.
We did find a ring. The one ring to sort of maybe get some people to do something maybe on a Tuesday ring. Okay. And
the one ring to drool on.
All right, so who has the dagger and who has the ring?
Well, because certain people aren't here.
Sean.
Wait, is it good or is it bad?
Yeah, it's probably bad.
He's asking. We decided the safest place was to keep it with Sean, who never would be.
I have the bone flute.
Yeah, she has the bone flute. I think Quivering has the ring. And,
and you have the dagger?
I think I have the dagger.
We could give them all the Koopa and say, these are for you today. Yeah. But we didn't.
It really depends on how the door opening situation goes.
Yes.
So Baylor
no,
has
no,
a ring?
No, the dagger
no,
was...
No, I have the ring, apparently.
Quivering
has the dagger, the ring, and the dagger we put in the bag.
I did have them all at one point when I was trying to detect magic on them.
Yes. I think we had the idea of putting it in the bag around the shards of the doll, but I don't think we actually did that, so I think I still have the dagger.
Oh, yeah, we do have a sack of doll shards.
Yeah, sack of doll shards.
But I might just use his pocket sand. We'll see.
Nobody puts baby in the corner.
Well, of course not. She shattered in the bag.
She shattered a piece of... She's going everywhere.
In the corner, under the sofa.
She has sort of a radius.
I got a little baby stuck in my teeth.
So, I am rather short, so there is a possibility that, you know... That brain could throw Stig into the room over my head, but I don't think that happened yet.
Okay.
Does Stig at least have, like, a ranged weapon that he can use?
He can't move his arms. He can't move.
I don't know why we're carrying him, frankly. I think
it feels...
Doorstop?
It feels...
Is he going to be used as a melee weapon?
dwarven shield?
Is he an improvised weapon? I just want to ask to be in a card for that. Like an improvised
I think
weapon
if you
card?
Beat somebody with a Stig, it's at least a D4, right?
Yeah, maybe more.
Does his helmet have horns? Then it goes to D6.
I'm going to monologue for a little bit, so if everybody could shut up, that'd be great. So, you're walking up the stairs to the black portal. Corinne in front, with Dane and Brains bringing up the rear. Brains carrying Stig. Corinne, you get to the top of the stairs and you just halt. All of a sudden, you're just completely unsure about going through. As Baylor runs in the back of you and pushes you through, and you stumble in, and inside you see nothing except for just inky blackness everywhere. And from your bag, you hear the flute starting to play a low, sad melody. From the darkness, you see two pinpricks, and they blink. The yellowy, evil-looking eyes, and then you see the teeth shining in the darkness. And you hear this hissing sound. And everyone else comes in behind you.
I've got a plan.
You say we come in behind her, but you mean that we just wait to see what happens and whether she screams?
They lean in behind me and then lean back out.
Remember that scene in Beastmaster where those bat-like things wrap their arms around the
oh my gosh,
the bone thing? Does that happen to Corinne?
Dude, I completely forgot about those until right now, and I'm like, oh my god, I hate those things to tear the crap out of me as a kid. Holy god, dog it! Now I'm like,
You come in and you hear chains rattling from across the room where the eyes are staring at you. And the teeth start gnashing.
Is it a serpentine hiss or like a old lady hiss or something?
Old lady decaying teeth type hiss. Okay. And then you see the eyes starting to approach you, and this wave of sulfur attacks your nostrils.
Okay.
And out of the darkness, the voice across the room screams at you.
It wasn't me who took the boy. Halimi killed me.
She was the innkeeper.
What?
Halimi is the innkeeper.
Killed her?
I have my notes.
But yeah, we're gonna take more than a half price off things now.
And we're gonna do initiative because she's going to attack you.
Well, that would be good if we did initiative though.
I'm glad she's so peaceful that she's just going to attack.
Yeah, if she didn't do it, I'm she sure has a guilty conscience.
You seem innocent to me.
Yeah. Way to break the stereotype, people. Medusa.
Yeah.
Yeah. And just so you know, it is completely dark in here. As soon as you walk through, any torches you had lit are completely out. And just for your awareness, in complete darkness, to attack, you have to first succeed at an awareness roll.
Oh, fuck.
Oh, hold on. Oh, I could probably do that.
All right, so I'm going to do initiative now. Tim's up on the top of my screen there, so I'm going to do... you got one.
You need to go first. Right! Yes! Let's get this party started, folks! Mm.
And then Chris, 9.
Motherfucker. Your cards are shit.
Malcolm, mm-hmm. 6.
I gotta do some calculating.
Corgan, 3. Shit. And should I get Brains 1, or you just want...
Brains is at the bottom of the steps.
Give
yes.
it up.
Yes, no?
Yeah.
Okay, all right. Brains gets 4. And Stare gets...
at least 6 2, initiatives.
Okay. 8, 5, 7,
Jesus.
And 10.
Oh.
She gets one for every fight over here, I guess. Yep. I don't know. All right. So do you want to switch? So do you want to switch with me?
Me?
Ziggy? Dude, you're going on 3.
I know.
She's going on 9. I'm going on like 6.
I will absolutely take a 6 instead of a 9.
Okay. I will take the 9 then.
Okay.
Why doesn't she have the ability to buff us? Why would she go last?
Oh, good point.
Because she's also in front.
But yeah, that's fine. I can still just, you know.
Okay.
Theater of the mind.
That's true. I could just go ahead and go.
Oh, okay. We'll do that though.
I'll just do that and you switch. Do you want to switch with her, Corgan, or not?
Yes.
I'll switch with her.
Because my action doesn't...
You want to go first, Siggy? I'm your buddy.
I mean, I just want to...
We're best friends.
Yes.
Shoot. I'll go first instead of a 9.
I'll go in Corgan's 3.
Corgan, do you want to go in 9?
Yeah, I think for this, just to catch up, I'm going to be more of a thorn on the side, reactionary type of a move.
Okay. And remember, if you go before any of her initiatives, you can swap with one of hers, too.
Okay.
If you want to go later in the round.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. We'll have to see how this develops.
Yeah. All right. And so Quiverwing. So we're going Quiverwings first.
I'd actually prefer not to go first.
Oh, well, I'll take one. Wait, yeah. I mean.
Okay. If she's a monster, does she get unlimited dodges?
No. Mm-hmm. She still has to use her... And they usually
hits
don't.
Her thing.
Is she a monster? Does she count as a monster?
Yeah, she's a monster.
Okay.
Her hits always hit.
Yeah. Okay. They don't usually dodge unless there's like a. Yeah. They don't usually dodge.
That's fine. Then I'll go first. That's fine. I'm gonna bring the thunder.
And I'll go back to 3.
Let's see if she dodges after the GM just said he didn't dodge.
Okay. So complete darkness.
Yep.
What are you gonna do?
You told me I can't attack unless I get awareness first,
yep.
right?
Mm-hmm.
So here comes the awareness.
This awareness roll doesn't take an action.
Okay.
Yay. Thank
you. I was saying that'd be a really miserable combat.
Yeah.
I make it by 2. Does that count?
Yeah.
Okay.
You make it.
Okay, you make it. Good. I will use my master spellcaster capability, and I will attack with lightning.
Do you guys want Bane, or do you want Boon?
I would like Boon. If you can give me Boon, I would love Boon.
I can't do it until it's my turn, but...
Oh, well, shit. Well, that sucks.
I mean, do you want me to be giving a Boon?
I have enough willpower to... I have enough power to do it twice, so. Oh, that won't be necessary. I just rolled a... Oh, it's a 2. It's a 2. Not a 1. Sorry.
Well, a 2 will hit.
2 will hit. All right.
There's a lot of shit here. Can he evade?
No.
All right. I have to figure this stuff out. So she's going to take 4d8 and 4d6 of damage.
That's pretty nasty.
All right. 37 points of damage.
Jesus Christ!
Jesus Christ!
Holy!
To her.
That's twice or three times instant
now,
death for me.
To anything within 2 meters of her,
oh,
randomly, they're going to get 4d6 and 4d4.
Oh God, I'm going to die here because of secondary blast again. Thank you so very, very much.
No, they have to be within 2 meters. We just walked in. And this thing was across the room, wasn't
yeah,
it?
Yeah, yeah.
We don't know how big the room was. It's dark.
Well, this is my opportunity, guys.
Just do it. Do it.
Like 10 meters. I was like, she's like 10 meters across the room.
Yeah. She might be farther away in a moment.
She might be farther away and closer and above and below.
Something is about to take 24, 27 points.
Never startle the duck.
Yeah, don't fuck with the duck.
The lightning goes off the room. You all get kind of a
flash,
a look at the room, and you're basically a 10 meter by 10 meter room. All there is really just there's like an old chandelier hanging from the ceiling, and which could be used as an improvised weapon, and just a stair chained against the wall, and a door that is about 6 meters to your right. And that's all you see. But you blast her, and you hit her like square in the chest, and she bounces off of the back of the wall and collapses to her knees. And she is on the ground, ragged breathing. Leftover energy from your lightning just crackling over her body. Again, on all fours, and she takes her hand and she scratches the floor, and she gets 1 foot underneath her, another foot underneath her, and then she runs straight at Siggy.
I thought you said she was chained to the wall.
Yeah, but it's a very long chain.
Oh, okay.
I was really hoping, you know, that she would be down.
Me? I didn't do shit.
And I was just going to scream, Cobra! I'm going to run up there and just beat on her like. But no.
So wait a second. Did she go? Is she next in the pecking order as far as initiative goes?
Oh, she has a lot of initiative. But she has several of those.
Okay.
But she doesn't have three.
Did the best I could, guys. Good luck. And I'm out.
That'd be perfectly awesome, though, but true. I mean, like, that was pretty... That was more damage than God, I think, as far as,
So she, like, runs across the room, like, screaming, release me! My dogs! My dogs! And she kicks you in the face for 8 points of damage.
My ow! God. Motherfucker.
Are you gonna evade, or...
No, I'm, because I still want to be able to shoot this bitch.
Right, you have the opportunity.
Sure. So, do I still have to do the awareness?
Yeah.
So, is it possible that one of her dogs was also illuminated by the lightning?
There was nothing else in the room.
So, I made the awareness by 10.
All right.
So, why did she have multiple initiatives, then? That part doesn't
She's a monster.
She's a monster. They can do that.
Oh, I thought there were things with her.
No. It was like the Oracle Spider.
I'm going to look up Twin Shot for a moment.
All right.
Twin Shot. You must have a bow skill of 12.
I've got a bow skill of 18, so...
Activating this power requires 3 power points. Full power points. When activated, when attacking with a bow, not a crossbow, you shoot 2 arrows instead of 1. Roll just 1 hit with a Bane. Damage is rolled separately. The arrows can be directed at the same target... or different targets.
More than I'm rolling 2 dice. Both are below 18, 14 and 15.
Oh, all right. Roll your damage.
So that is a d12 plus a d4. So I do that twice?
Indeed.
7. That's 8 on the first one. 9. 11 on the second one.
So 19?
19 total.
Describe how you murder this old lady.
You murdered her.
I think it was a Comer thing. After getting kicked in the face, I go, "You bitch! We are here to help."
And then you help her on to the great quickly, great beyond.
After I worked so hard to defibrillate her.
So I quickly whip my bow up, 2 arrows already knocked. I let loose, one shaft finds its way into one eye, one shaft finds its way into the other.
And he's giving her cataract surgery?
The lights in her eyes go out as they're now replaced with a wooden shaft of Siggy's newfound arrows. She collapses to the ground and turns to this dust, and the dust like swirls and just scatters around the room. You hear this this noise behind you of ice
crackling,
and you look behind you, and the portal that was behind you is now a solid stone wall.
Run for the door!
It's dark in here, but it's not that supernatural darkness anymore.
Okay, so some torch or lamp that was thrown here. Run for the door. Snatch up my bright lantern and run for the door.
High five and Siggy.
Yes, right on.
We don't have time for that. The doll's broken. We need to get out of here before she reforms.
Wait a second. She's going to reform?
No, I don't know. It just seems like a better story if she does. Goodness, you can't. I mean, if you just kill her, then it...
That's how they work in Vason, but...
Well, fine. We'll just go with you killed her and make that the song then.
You get to the door and you feel like this ironclad door, and it's jammed.
Is it jammed with the human bones of a small child?
No.
Good.
Does it open inward or outward?
Outward.
Okay, so we'll look for a rudimentary key, like maybe a dagger with a dull knife or perhaps a bone flute. Something will fit in this lock.
Yeah, is there a apparent lock on the inside or is it locked from the outside?
You don't see a lock.
Don't see a lock. Okay.
On the outside. Hey, so I'll turn to our wave motion cannon and go,
Her corpse. You said her corpse turned to dust.
Yeah.
I scattered the dust around.
It just scattered all the corners? Is the chain still there?
The chain's still there, yeah.
Well, I'll pick up my lantern and get it, since someone else is going to have to work on that door, I guess. I mean, I'm not really good at those things. I may have the strength, but I just don't have the constitution.
And Stig is there. I was like, I think you can let me down, Brains. And
can you move?
Brains is, yeah, okay. And he's like, oh.
Unceremoniously drops him.
Yeah, he lets him loose, and Stig lands on his feet. And it's like he kind of like takes a couple of stumbling steps, and it's like, it feels like the curse is lifted. I assume. I haven't been able to move. Do you think she's really gone?
We can only hope.
Wait, you couldn't move before when we were in the inn? Or was that an illusion?
I mean, I was under her
control. Poking holes in your story, dwarf!
She turns out she was the keystone after all.
Brain says, do we need to bust down this door?
Or are we just well, yes, unless you can pick the lock or
unless
something.
Unless you can find some other entrance.
I think getting out of it before this whole entire thing either implodes or, worst case scenario, she reconstitutes to herself because she has not been avenged.
And just out of curiosity, I nudged the bag with the doll's remains in it. Is it still powdered form?
Those are gone. The porcelain pieces are gone.
So but is the ring still there?
Ring. Yeah.
And is the dagger?
Yeah.
And is the gold coins?
Yeah.
And the flute?
And the bone flute?
Yep.
And the Mastercraft longsword?
Yeah.
And the silver plated armor?
No. Let's try.
And the grimoire? I mean, these are just I mean,
and the magical wand of lightning summoning that I found.
Yeah. Replenishment?
So if you guys take some time, you'll be able to smash this door down.
Well.
Or one lightning bolt from Quiverwing.
Well, we're going to have...
Not until after I sleep.
We'll take our time getting out of this place. And, you know, with, of course, rotating watches on the dust.
And
we're making sure that
we'll also thoroughly be investigating the room for any other clues or hints about either this stairs identity or what?
Or Helene, the halfling,
yeah.
Innkeeper.
I can tell you now, when I was under her curse, I couldn't, she wouldn't let me tell you, but apparently, this is before I got here, but the innkeeper and the young couple that you saw in the paintings, their name was something.
Grondon Edda.
Grond. Yeah.
Grondon Edda.
Yeah. Their child had disappeared, and they had blamed Stair for stealing her child.
That she was falsely accused. So
they had locked her and her dogs in this root cellar, which I guess this is where we are now, underneath the inn. But she died down here, and she placed a curse with her dying breath on the inn and everybody in it.
Her dogs are not here. Did she eat them?
Yeah, is there a sign of dog bones?
Are they Pomeranians?
No signs of dogs.
Sorry, I was just thinking of a scene from a movie where they walk in.
Are far more deadly.
And there were two Pomeranians at the start of this one scene, and they come back later, and there's one chewing bones, and it's like, weren't there two of those? So anyway, yeah. So I just thought I'd ask. Okay, so... that is a tragic tale. Makes a great song if we survive.
Mm. But makes people this inn seem pretty shitty.
Yeah,
they are.
Did they ever find the child?
I think they did, but it wasn't Stare who did it.
But the child was dead?
Yes.
Oh, how tragic.
Yeah, I really feel for her. Hey, Brains, can you carry me out of here? I'm really tired.
You're really good at that, Brains. He's so good at carrying.
Don't you want me to knock
things down
this door?
Yeah, knock down the door and then carry, the Quiverwing. Yeah.
Things and things.
Don't do the same thing. Don't do them at the same time.
Yeah.
You're so good at this.
All right. So the after a little bit, after a lot of pounding and whacking,
tragic tale.
The door. Collapses under repeated blows.
Blows and whacking. Nice.
And pounding.
Lots of pounding.
Lots of pounding and whacking. And
I don't know what you're reading into this, but it's if you think it's something sexual, then you're a pervert.
Pounding and whacking on the door.
And finally, there's
hard oak.
Jesus.
Thought you said it was steel.
It's iron bound.
So it's bound.
Yeah.
Mm.
Kinky
bound.
Mm.
That was a nice club. Anyway.
Hi, this is Star from the Characters Without Stories podcast. For the month of January, I and dozens of other TTRPG creators of conscience are teaming up to raise money for Doctors Without Borders aid efforts in Gaza in the second annual TTRPG Talk charity drive. Please help by donating, including snagging some great rewards like games and pro GM sessions, and by spreading the word. Go to tinyurl.com/tabletoptitan to give. Thank you.
When you look out, it leads to outside, and it's just it's darkness. There is a thick and heavy fog.
Hello, my old friend.
And you see gravestones for people and animals laid to rest.
Mm. Oh, anybody we know?
Three of the graves are open, and the graveyard is surrounded by a low wall.
Okay, the open graves.
It's cold and silent.
Ebenezer.
As if the place has been cleared of life and forgotten.
Ebenezer.
A gust of wind suddenly rustles the old oak and pine trees.
So...
cold-hearted fog that obscures our sight.
I
fills the valley with its misty blight.
Two questions. Does this look like the exterior of the inn from when I did the circuit around it before?
It's similar, but it's feels a little off.
Good, because
like this feels a lot
spookier.
Yeah, a lot spookier, and maybe that it was like the trees that you saw seemed like it had more leaves on them. This seems more like you actually noticed from the temperature and kind of the state of the trees that it feels more fall-ish.
We came here in the spring.
Summer-ish.
Summer-ish?
I don't think we are done with the enchantments yet, my friend.
Okay, I'll go look at the tombstones.
For the three. Will knock who more arrows. For? Yes.
Quiverwing, drink this.
Are there any other apparent denizens in the cemetery? I will just scan back and forth looking for...
I'll use it to clean my plumage.
It seems lifeless, but you haven't looked inside the empty... Well, you haven't looked inside the open graves.
Oh, I'm not gonna...
I'm looking at the tombstones. Are there anything on the tombstones? There's no tombstones over the graves.
Oh, then, there are tombstones, yeah.
Okay, what do they say? Do they say, like, Ebenezer Scrooge or something? Or?
Yeah, names you don't recognize.
Well, no use looking inside those, then.
None of the names from people that we met at the inn?
No.
Okay.
Scrooge McDuck.
You do see,
a sparkling light.
I guess,
awareness? No, yeah, please don't say that. No, don't say that.
You want an awareness roll?
I rolled a 6.
Can I do an awareness roll from Brains' back?
Yep.
Okay. Yeah, I'll just look down on the pit, I suppose, of despair.
Right on. 14 for 14.
It looks like dirt.
So, Quiverwing, you see a bone sticking out of the ground, not too far away.
Bone.
No, yeah. Don't touch. Brains.
Ooh, bone. Oh. And Brains goes and grabs the bone. It's like,
throw it in the pit.
Good
then
boy.
Then you hear, like,
good boy.
A low growl that seems to be multiple low growls that seem to be coming from all around you.
Dark bone.
Why did you point out the bone? You know how he gets.
Bone.
And out of the fog come 5 dogs.
Are they like corporeal dogs or ghost dogs? Or dogs or skeletal dogs covered with a mystic flesh?
Corporeal, but their eyes are glowing.
It's like a cheery, like purple glow. It says like, hi, my name's Snappy.
Do the eyes resemble those of the children of the Reaping?
Or of the hag whose name was Stare.
Yeah, more like the hag.
Haggards.
I will proclaim in my best bard voice, using bluff, I guess. We have killed your master, and we will destroy you as well. Flee from this place, or feel the holy smite of righteousness.
Do they appear to be undead?
They don't seem to understand me. What are they, Nightkin?
You know, I wonder if they are undead.
I don't like the sound of any of this, by the way.
I hate the sound.
You know
what?
You do that monologue bit there, Corinne, and the flute starts playing from your pocket again, from your bag again.
Yeah, pull out the flute.
They are undead.
And actually, I don't pull it out. It's playing in its own, so I'm best do an accompaniment.
All right. So initiative again, Quiverwing, 10.
I'll take a 1. No.
I take a 10. Oh, good.
Siggy, 6.7 for Corinne. 1 for Corgan, who stepped away. And 9 for Brains.
I'll switch with Corgan.
Are we outside now?
Yep.
Yes.
Okay.
I'll switch with Corgan.
And 2 for the doggies.
Definitely switching for Corgan, with Corgan.
I just want to reiterate that I'm still by the door.
Yes, but that's back into the room with the curse laden.
Just so you know, when I took my round rest, which I can do only once a day, once shift, I got 4 willpower back.
Okay, good.
I'm trying to keep track of my willpower because I actually burned so much willpower the first time. I actually took 2 health.
Oh, wow. My goodness.
Yeah.
That's kind of, that's a neat rule.
No, oh, it's just like the other game we used to play.
Magic feeds on your body. Like Satan.
You do? Okay, yes. Yeah, we'll just go with that.
Yeah, okay.
I wouldn't say it's Satan.
As long as it allows me to do murder on hags. I'm
Satan.
Hey, Corgan. So you're being attacked by witch hounds.
No! Now you can go on one or go much later in the round.
So it's up to you.
After I soften them up a bit.
Yeah, last time I did that, we wound up killing the bad person. So yeah, I'll go later in the round.
Okay, so I'll go on one.
Okay. And that means Corgan will go on 7?
Mm-hmm.
All right. So what do you do?
I do what Ariel does. I sing.
You sing.
And play the lute. And I sing the song of 7 strangers. In which to give them a bane to any attack they may make on every roll.
I like that idea.
Ooh.
As far as improvised weapons, you do see a puddle.
A tombstone?
And a patch of dirt.
And a pit.
And a bone.
And the bone, which can be used as a knife.
Oh, what about the holy water found? Oh, I'll get that too.
Damn it.
So roll your, I assume it's a performance.
No, I'm just good.
You're not that good.
Yeah, I get yes, I will succeed easily with my performance. 7.
Does she get kickbacks from Ticketmaster?
Only in certain places. Okay, so that'll be 2 willpower points, excuse me. Right.
Okay, so the hounds will run around and bite each of you, including Brains, or attempt to anyway.
There's one on each? Is that how that works?
Yep. Mm-hmm.
Okay. She had a lot of dogs. I mean, like, her name should have been Pound instead of Stare or Kennel.
Did we ever actually find out how many dogs she had? Because she just screamed my dogs.
You know what? I'm going to let you take that back, Corinne, because they don't have to roll to hit.
Oh, well, in that case, I will not need to be going first, I suppose. I mean, that's my one thing.
Do you want to switch with somebody else?
Can I take a bane on damage?
Well, you know what? I went first. I'll go first. Instead of giving a bane for them, I will give a boon for my party.
Okay.
Okay? Right. That's what I will do.
Man, I could really take a nap in that grave over there.
No, you just might. Okay. So, yes, we'll do a heroic song, like, you know.
Yeah. These frothing beasts. With
does that work for any? Does that work for any role? Or is it just for, like, specific types of roles?
Any role.
Oh, okay.
Basically, let me just say that to make certain to make sure. Okay. So, basically, it gives an ally within 10 meters a boon to all roles.
Okay.
That's good.
Cool.
Okay, these frothing beasts with yellow bloodshot eyes will not stop until their victim is torn to pieces. They are Stare's old dogs, which she could not be without even after her death.
Well, she was in a room. They could have opened the door for her.
You know, they're jaundiced. She probably should change their kibble.
Probably.
All right, so I'll just go around Quiverwing first.
Yep.
Frenzied onslaught is what I rolled. The dog makes both a bite and a claw attack against 2 different player characters, but in its frenzy, the beast loses its next action.
So 2 different characters.
Yeah.
Okay.
So I guess Quiverwing and a friend.
Yeah. So Brains and Quiverwing, since they're kind of like
next to each other. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Mm-hmm. How much do I take?
Ooh, I don't like this.
Okay. Can I choose to evade after you roll damage, or? I have to declare before.
Okay, yeah, declare before. All right.
What if the GM just says, ew! Can I then declare that I'd like to evade?
Well, he's attacking Brains first, so.
Oh, okay. Well,
yeah. I look at how much damage they did.
Okay. All
right.
I don't so, like it
I don't like the sound of that either.
Nor do I.
I'll give Brains the 2d10 damage from
Jesus
the bite.
Christ.
That's 11 points. Oh, actually, he's going to evade. I'm sorry.
No, you called it. What the hell?
Yeah.
What the heck? You just said that the things on the
home field advantage, anybody?
Yeah.
It's good to be the GM.
Successfully evades.
Convenient.
That's why.
Are you going to evade there, Tim?
Well, it sounds like the worst of the two types of damage went to him.
Yep.
So I'll take what you got.
Has he established what the other damage is, though? I would ask.
With claws as sharp as knives, the dog lacerates the victim's skin, inflicts 2d8 piercing damage. The attack cannot be dodged.
I wasn't going to dodge it anyway. So.
Another rolled a 7, so that's not so bad.
Okay, I'll take it.
It's just my hit points.
Sticky.
That takes me down to Corinne levels. I better be careful.
That was actually my level that you just took.
What are you asking me?
No, I'm telling you, you're getting attacked.
I am going to fucking dodge.
But you can't because he will
claws. It's not dodgeable.
Then I'm going to die.
All right. Don't die. Ooh, you might die. 10 points.
I have 5 left.
Oh, wow. Okay.
Because if you go down, I'm going to have to go berserk on these people.
I'm down. I've been negative 5.
Oh, you are down.
I took 8 in the face last time.
Okay.
5. Yeah.
Okay, so you're down. Okay.
Yeah.
But you're not dead, dead. You're just mostly dead.
But negative 5.
So wait a second. Siggy went down?
Yep.
Yes.
Because that's 0. My boy.
Girl, but yeah.
I'm going to have to get Siggy with it.
Corinne, a bite. Uh-oh.
Mm-hmm.
You going to evade? Oh, you can't evade.
You said I can't evade, so.
You can't evade, yeah.
That's literally my racial special.
No, I thought it was the claws you can't evade. The bite you can.
Bite you can, but you already moved, so you can't evade. Okay. And that would be 12 points.
Down she goes.
Down she goes.
Okay, let's see.
You know, break out that healing. So, yeah, the witch was not scary. These dogs are fucking scary.
I mean, it's hard to say whether or not the witch was scary when someone did 30-some points of damage to it.
Yeah, it was really kind of hard to really gather, like, what to do.
Damage to myself in order to take her out. I just want to point that out.
Thank you.
Okay, so another one jumps on Corgan's chest and pushes you to the ground, and you drop your weapon. Unless you want to evade that for some reason.
I don't think I can.
What's your evade?
12.
You might as well try and roll it. I mean.
But then he can't attack.
Yeah, but then he can't attack.
Yeah, I'll just take it.
Okay.
So he took no damage?
No damage. He just knocked to the ground. And I guess maybe Baylor will get attacked.
What about Dane?
He hasn't come out of the room yet.
Well, this would be Baylor and Dane, both. I don't know how much damage they take, but...
2 points is all they can take.
I'm sorry, I'm at negative 4 because of my armor.
Okay.
Thanks to my armor, I'm only negative 1, which means we're all at 0. You don't go negative in this game. You just go right at 0 and you sit there.
There we go.
And anybody who's conscious, just make a persuasion roll and we'll get back in the fight. I think I know who those graves are for.
Yeah, there's more than 3 of us, though.
Dane takes nothing because he evades, and Baylor takes 7 points of damage. Just taking that for later. And I think that's everything. Next one is initiative 6.
I'm going to bleed.
Okay.
Oh, wait, you're going to make a death roll.
Yeah, you make a death roll.
Yeah. So that's just fun. What's the death roll again?
Con. Roll against your con.
Roll against my con.
Mm-hmm. How big are these dogs? Are they dog size?
Yeah, they're like Rottweiler size.
That is 1 failure.
Ooh. Oh, we haven't had this since episode 1.
Yeah, it feels like it again, doesn't it?
Yeah.
All right.
And then who's got 7? Was that Corgan?
Yes, it's Corgan.
You gotta do something to him, man.
Yeah, damage. Make with the damage.
Yeah.
Can you call a lightning for hits?
There's five of them, right?
Yeah,
right?
Five of them, yeah.
Jesus.
all right, so...
Demon dogs!
I think... So my weapons were knocked out of my hands, yes?
You can still draw one weapon. You can still draw a weapon.
Don't forget your laser, your sun sword.
A lock!
Blazing sword!
Yeah.
Just use your sun sword, Thundar, and get
the
were
beast will be cut in half, yeah. So I go old school. I pull out a dagger and right into the.
You're just going to shank some wolf?
Yeah.
I'm a shank a hellhound, okay? You gotta respect that.
And what's your fighter ability?
From what I recall, it was like 14.
No, there's like a fighter heroic ability.
It's veteran.
Veteran.
Are you just saying that?
Am I just saying that?
Oh, okay. Well, you can activate this ability at the start of a combat round. It allows you to retain your initiative card from the previous round instead of drawing a new one.
Okay. All right.
Does not count as an action.
Helps you anything. Okay. All right. So go ahead and roll your knives skill.
Please be good. I got a 4.
Okay, good.
Shank him!
So you do your the knife damage and then your strength damage on top of that.
And then heroic damage, because I made that up.
I got a 7.
These are your enemies, these dogs.
What's that there, Corgan?
7.
7 points?
Yeah.
Okay, you stab it. It is not down yet. But it does yelp as you draw blood.
It's black. Check that, you blood. Fiend. And I... I hear the yelp and I roll out of its way.
Okay. And I think then it's brains, I believe. So I'll just roll for brains real quick.
I need a hero.
Brains will hit. Brains did 7 also to a different one.
Yelp.
And last but not least, Quivering.
Come on. Oh, that's me. Okay. I was going to try to purge them because they're undead, but I feel like I need to do something that's going to impact more than one of them. So, is there one that has been unhurt? Probably the one that's on me. Or close to me. Or actually, no, hold on. I need to try to find one that's unhurt, but is within 2 meters of one that has been hurt. Does that exist?
Sure, yeah. That because you're all kind of in the same, except for Siggy is a little off to the side there. Everyone's kind of in the same general area.
Power 2 lightning bolt on that one. I rolled a 5. I will make it.
Okay. You roll twice just to see if you get a dragon?
No, I did not get a dragon.
Okay, all right.
Why am I rolling twice? Why do I have a bane on it?
Boon.
Or boon on it.
Because of Corinne singing.
Yeah. Oh.
Even sorry. Though she's like unconscious, her yeah. song stirred.
Her song too. Her song lingers in the echoes.
Yeah. Especially at that one, you know.
Okay. So that guy will get 3d8. For a total of 12. I didn't roll great.
12 will on the one that was unhurt?
Yeah.
All right. That'll do the job.
All right.
So you zap one.
One that's near it will take an additional 10.
Ooh. All right. That's 2
3, left. 3d6.
So there's only 3 left. And we do initiatives again.
I am so super sleepy.
Come lie by me. It's quite comfy down here.
It's wet, though. Did you wet the bed?
That's your
with
blood.
My blood, yes.
All right. Covering, you get initiative 7.
Okay.
9 is for Siggy.
So you're keeping track of which ones are down and on whom, right?
So yours is down, and the one Brains was fighting is down.
So it's interesting. The way that the spell is written is that it goes to the next enemy target. So another random target within 2 meters. But you can't target yourself, right?
No.
Okay.
Oh, so you mean it could have hit Brains instead?
In theory, it's a random target. Yeah, within 2 meters.
Yeah, we'll have to work on that.
Okay. No, I mean, I nearly immolated Corinne.
Well, it's a good thing
when we killed the troll, right?
It's a good thing that the plate in Brains' head is wood and not metal.
And I'd like to point out that I'm 3 sheets to the wind. And I still pulled out the word immolate.
Yes,
just throwing that out there. Just throwing it out there.
All right.
That's
so,
you're my hero.
Thank you.
9 for Siki. 1 again for Corinne. 6 for Corgan. And 10 for Brains. And 3 for the doggies.
God damn it.
3 for the doggies?
Yeah, 3 for the doggies.
Okay.
So are you going to switch with somebody, or are you going to just let them chew on you?
Does anybody want to go first, or I can just try and rally and sing?
I'd like to go first.
You would?
Yeah.
Okay. What's your initiative?
7.
Oh, if you can rally and sing, then that would give me a boon, right?
Yeah, that's assuming I can rally.
But no, I have to be able to go first because I could theoretically take out 2 of them.
Okay, what do you go on? What am I switching?
Right
to
7? Now I'm on a 7, which is after them.
All right, so you're going on a 1 now.
That's too late because they're probably going to kill people.
You're going on a 1 now.
All right. Is there one that is 2 meters away from any of my friends?
Oh, my God.
So there's the one on Corgan.
Yeah.
That's been hurt.
Yeah.
And Corgan's on the ground, so he's like, you know.
Okay.
Fresh meat.
Sorry.
And the one that attacked me.
Uh-huh. Sure. That's it? Those are the only 2 that are
no,
up?
No, there's a third one, I thought.
Where's the third one that's up?
It's by Baylor and Dane.
Oh, they're fine.
And it has been hurt, or it has been hurt?
Has not been hurt.
Has not been hurt.
Right.
Is that one within 2 meters of any of its of the other dogs?
Say no.
Okay.
Convenient.
So there's 2 that have been hurt on Siggy and on my friend Stonehammer.
There's only one that's been hurt left. Yeah. He killed the other 2.
Yeah. So one has two have not been hurt.
Yeah.
And that's on Stonehammer and on Baylor and the other guy. And
the one, Stonehammer stabbed.
Stonehammer's injured.
Yeah.
The one on Stonehammer is injured. So it's on the one on Siggy has not been
right.
Has not been injured.
Yeah.
Okay, that one's gonna get my wrath.
Okay.
And hopefully the other one is within 2 meters.
I've already used the recovery of willpower for a round once, so I can't do that again. Power 2, purge on him.
All right.
I don't know if it's dodgeable. Let me see if it's dodgeable. It cannot be dodged or parried.
Okay.
And I do not have the effect of her song anymore.
No.
Okay.
No. You rolled a 1. A dragon. Holy shit.
So.
Well, it probably wouldn't have mattered because.
It probably wouldn't have mattered.
Well, I was about to do 3d10 to it.
All right. Well, so remember, there's different spell effects you can choose.
Oh, okay.
So you can choose that this doesn't that you can go again and do another spell, or you can choose this doesn't use any willpower.
And so you can either do damage or range, or the spell is doubled. The spell does not cost any willpower.
Uh-huh.
And or you can immediately cast another spell, but get a bane on that roll.
Oh,
that's a rolling.
Well,
that's
dragon. Interesting. So if it doesn't cost any willpower, or I can immediately cast another spell.
Yeah, but you get a bane on that one.
You have a bane on the roll for that spell, and you still have to pay the willpower.
This is me showing my love for my friend Siggy.
All right, first of all, let's resolve issue number one.
Yeah, roll the damage.
Yeah. He's getting 3d10. Ooh, pretty good. 23 on 3d10. A 10, and a 3.
Nice. Turns to dust. Some crumbles and then explodes.
So that's good.
Explosion crumbles. I don't know.
I love that little one. I'm going to throw the one to the side because that's my friend, right? Since that cost me no willpower, so it's interesting. It actually wasn't costing me willpower.
Well, no, it doesn't do all three. Those are only things. Those are three different things it can do.
I can also choose to do something else.
It can be either double damage, or it can be cost no willpower, or you can do another spell.
I will do a second spell, although it will cost me personally.
You mean hit point wise.
I will literally be down to one hit point left, but I will cast heal wound.
Like
I rolled a one again.
Jesus.
I swear to God. I mean, here, hold on. Well, right there. It's right there, dude.
You have to roll twice, though.
You have to roll twice and pick the worst of the two.
I'm on a bane. Oh.
Yeah.
Okay, well.
So roll one again.
It's a 7.
Okay. Well, I still
did succeeded. All right, okay. So I'm healing wound on Stiggy.
Oh, thank you.
I'm able to give him...
Her
2d8 hit points back.
Oh, Jesus, that's...
Yeah,
that's nice. Quite nice.
14 points.
That fully heals me.
She bounces back up. Yeah. Die, motherfuckers!
I literally have 0 willpower and 1 hit point left.
Yeah, you look at Quiverwing and like his feathers are like molting and like the beak looks like a pallid color. Eyes are bloodshot and he's just kind of like the spells cast and his like arms kind of shaking. That took a lot out of you.
Yeah,
that's awesome though. That's so awesome. All right, so that was pretty amazing. So now it's their turn.
Did they make a rally roll or something?
I had to go before them though for that reason, right? Yeah.
So Siggy, now there's none in front of you, but there's still the one Corgan, and there was one on Dane and Baylor. So is the one on Corgan is going to roll here and rolls a 5 and jumps on you and is like holding you down, still doing no damage to you. You are the luckiest motherfucker. I rolled a 5 again.
Pinning you down, Corgan.
I need my pain.
So Baylor gets, I'll do Dane this time. I'll spread the love around. And 8 points to Dane. Damn. Cannot be dodged. That's what they get for not showing up.
Yep.
6s. Who had 6? Oh, is that, that's brains. Duh.
Yeah. You have 7 because you switched to Dane.
All right. So brains will attack the one on Corgan because Corgan's his buddy. Rolls a 4 and will hit 7 points, which will be enough to take down Corgan's. So there's just one left. It's still barking and growling and threatening both Baylor and Bane. They look pretty hurt from this also. And it's 7s.
Okay, I will try to rally myself.
Okay.
So I'll versus will.
And is that a whole action, or can you still move after that?
I can still. Once I rally myself, I can. You can rally and keep fighting despite being 0 hit points.
Okay. Right.
So it's at. But this is at a bane. Yeah, it's willpower roll at a bane.
Mm.
I will succeed.
Yay!
Then I'll make my death roll. Which is my con, right?
Yep.
All right, let me just do that. Just because I need to also do that. I will fail. So I'm still dying. And then I'll sing. And succeed.
Yay.
Yeah. This much rejoicing.
So, Siggy, you go. You are awake now, and there's blood everywhere, but you feel fine.
I will gasp and see the state of Quivering and run over to him.
Stand in front of him. Shoot the wolf.
Draw. Oh, shoot. Get in front of him.
With my dying breath.
And shoot the wolf.
All right.
The dog, I'm sorry.
Whatever. I'll spend the willpower points for a double shot on that one, too.
I know details matter with you nature people when it comes to animals.
You get a boon.
Oh, even better. So that just makes one die. And that makes it easily with a 9. So, first arrow. That's a 9. That's 11. And right. Second arrow. 8. 10. So 21.
And the dog yelps and falls over and starts to decay rapidly.
He was the last one?
Yep.
Oh, thank God. I will pick Quivering up and say, I think we have to get out of here. I will... You said there was a gate.
There's three open graves and a gate.
I don't care about the graves. I want to get to the gate and get out of here.
Okay.
I'll make another death roll?
Yeah.
I mean, I guess there aren't any others, so we're out of combat.
And Dane will do a healing roll on you. He'll succeed. I'm not quite sure what, but that at least will stabilize.
If he succeeds, I can stop making death rolls and recover 1d health.
No.
Okay. You do recover 1d health.
Mm-hmm. Aha! Okay. 6. Thank God. That's all. That's my entire hit points except for 1.
Jesus Christ.
Yeah, it's pretty bad, guys.
Well, then
how close was I to like one-shotting you?
You were like 2 points away or a point away? Something like that? Because basically you did like, I think you did 12 points, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. I had 4 points of armor.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
I did more damage to myself than you did.
Yeah.
Willpower is a motherfucker, man. I'll tell you that right now.
Yeah.
I'll do healing on Quivering. Do I still have a boon or no?
How do you do healing?
Well, I mean,
so I don't think he has any wounds to patch because it's all kind of like self-inflicted. Like he's looking like more like desiccated.
Oh, so like the lightning effects
life force
didn't damage him.
Yeah, if we had a healing potion, I could see that working. But
yeah. Okay, then I will make him comfortable.
Yeah, just. Help him along. Help him move him towards the gate.
Don't worry, you'll recover after a month.
I have one hit point left.
And I think we do have to do the permanent effects roll or what the long term effects roll after this.
What? With severe injuries?
Yeah, isn't that anytime you go under? Don't you have to do that?
It is a. Optional rule.
Look, Corinne only wants so many.
For you, maybe.
If you've been reduced to 0 hit points but survive, you risk severe injury that can take a long time to heal, even have permanent effects.
If you can get me to sleep, I can fix that too. Just so you know.
Make a roll against Constitution if you fail.
Heal wound will actually heal 2d8 hit points and... 1 non-permanent severe injury. Okay. I just think the next so for people who are watching this podcast in the hopes that they'll learn about Dragonbane, play more Magic Users.
Yeah, seriously. Jesus.
All right, so yeah, make a roll against your con, both Siggy and Corinne.
Mm. Oh, made it.
I fail.
You failed.
Well, I only have a 7.
Mm. Yeah, I have a 13, rolled a 9.
All right. So I'm going to roll a d20 for you. Jesus Christ.
Okay, let me just get the bad news before I make up the next character.
make a magic user.
Oh, I am.
Like, the mental image of this is hysterical. We're going to have to, like, contract Jody again to rework your character. I rolled a 5.
Oh, scarred face. Bailed on my performance.
No, the next one. That's 3 to 4. Roll. Look at 5.
Teeth knocked out. My performance and persuade skill levels are permanently reduced by 2.
Well, if you
my change bread your, and butter skills are reduced by change, 2.
If you change your performance oeuvre to something a little bit more
the 2 skills, my cornerstone skills are dropped down to 2. Oh my god!
I think that should be a plus 2 to your performance.
Smile.
Well. Oh, you're certainly playing that brain. Goodness. Damn
you
it.
Can whistle really well now.
You don't seem quite as eloquent as you did yesterday.
Mm. But I mean, on the other hand, you're not fully thinking through the halfling with no teeth options that you have.
Yes, I mean, that's an excellent.
That's a whole new line of work to open up.
As you like, you're up and an awake now, and you're like touching your mouth, like, and you're like. You just pull it, and there's, like, the tooth, one of your front incisors, like, popped out. Like. Oh,
okay. So does that count as a non-permanent severe injury?
No, it's a permanent severe injury.
Or is it just a severe injury?
I mean, they just call it the severe injury table.
Yeah. They call it the severe injury table, but this level of skill is permanently reduced. So I don't know if there's an ability to restore it.
Restoration.
For now, you don't have a tooth.
Restoration is the skill that any one severe injury can also be healed along with.
Because otherwise, the skill levels that are reduced permanently with injuries have to be relearned.
Right.
I think for the teeth, it sounds pretty permanent to me. But if I'm going to talk to the Discord and see how they do it. I think my gut instinct is that it's a permanent thing. But so okay. we'll put a pin in that for now.
I don't think I have my teeth showing in the pictures. It doesn't matter.
Yeah, you've got a missing tooth, and it's hilarious.
For who?
and while you're kind of dealing with that, it's for me. you hear a commotion over by the open graves as you see Stig the dwarf is pulling someone out of one of them that appears to be tied up, another dwarf.
Well, that's good. I'm super happy for him. Why didn't he help with the goddamn fight after he was suddenly able to move?
Because it's too much for the GM to manage. It's like, that's my son. He's alive. He's alive.
Is he?
Oh.
But at what cost?
Thank the Forge Lord.
The cost of my fucking teeth. I don't like this. Yeah, yeah. Okay. Yeah. And what was the reward for saving your son?
What?
Is it a night's sleep?
That would be helpful.
I can really use that.
And the last, the third grave is empty, but the second grave, you see the bound and gagged Antalya from the inn.
No, help her out. Get her out. Somebody help.
Isn't she the cause of all this stuff?
No, she's just a shepherd girl who was called in. So we'll work as a team to get her out.
She's quite terrified, but happy to see you all and happy to be free.
Okay. We just
I'm a cute and cuddly doc.
It was old Dane's idea to get you out. Watch him squirm like a little worm that he is.
Oh, my hero.
Is he pissing himself? Really?
My Probably. Hero.
And you exit. Yes.
Stay here to make a small life for ourselves.
I'm not saying I want to have a summer home here, but the trees are actually quite lovely.
Once you make sure there's no danger afoot, then we'll escort all the wounded parties out of the gate, out of the graveyard.
Yeah. You pass through the gate, you find yourselves at the end of the road. Mm-hmm. Further away, you see the inn, and it looks normal. Some birds are chirping and squawking, and the sun is about to rise.
And I look behind us, and is.
And you see an old graveyard, but it's not doesn't appear how you left it.
So it's not next to the. It's like there's no building there.
It's not like under the inn, like we thought.
No.
But it's time to go burn down an inn.
I would say I'm not going back and doing this again.
An inn sounds like it's got beds. That's what I care about right now. I just need a bed.
Okay, look. That's still the cursed inn because the door is broken, I guess. I don't know. We can try and see if we can... Do we break the curse or do we just secure our escape? And we don't know until we go to the inn.
Stinks says, as far as I'm concerned, I'm free. My son is free. The shepherd girl's free. The you've banished the hag and the... And her devil dogs. My opinion is the curse is broken, but.
But the innkeeper is the one that locked her in the basement.
The innkeeper's suspicions against her fellows was the root cause of all this.
That appears to be the case. Yeah, I'm not a one to. I fight monsters. I don't really deal out justice myself. People
God.
Do things for their own reasons, and that maybe they should be.
Seems like you might have outsourced the whole monster fighting thing tonight, so you might want to maybe
insource the convincing the person to whatever justice thing.
Pony up a little gratitude, brother. Just saying.
Back. Gratitudes. All right, we'll just
back.
So let me go to the inn and see what's going on there.
Yeah, we hobble everybody to the inn.
Open the door.
Yeah, like obnoxiously forcefully.
You see a bunch of like really confused people kind of just like wandering around and like kind of talking in hushed voices.
Call out her name.
Halimia?
Yes.
She was talking to a couple of the halflings in the corner, and she hears you call her name and says, yes?
You falsely accused her. She had nothing to do with the child's death.
Well, what do you mean?
A curse lies upon this inn, and people who come in can't get out. And I've lost my fucking teeth.
Tooth.
He was kind.
Only took one tooth.
Tooth.
And he didn't lose it. It's right here.
Oh, thank you. That's right. Give me that. Yes, hold on to that.
No. I'm putting it in my pouch with the ochre.
Hold on to that. Along with the jars of urine.
I don't know what happened here. That young couple, they Grand told me what she did.
They were liars.
I mean, it's not my fault. This is not my fault. I didn't do this.
People have perished.
She was evil anyway. I mean...
People have perished. Beg
to differ.
We don't... I mean, the thing she turned her evil on the innocent people who came to stay at your inn. Not on you. Not on that couple. But those who chose to stay under your roof. Who were given hospitality under your house. Their blood is on your hands. And the curse continues to weave.
And she just kind of like starts shaking her head, and like you can tell she's kind of like just complete denial, and she just starts like furiously kind of like rubbing stains on the count of the bar that aren't really there, and just
you should probably start start spastically serving meals and pissing over beer and wine.
The stains on your soul, child.
Yeah, I'm going to get to work. I'm sorry.
The best way to set this straight is to tell a story of your innocence.
No. Money.
Is to make silver.
and to comp our meals and stay.
There you go.
Yes, comp our meals and stay. Because you understand that we have somewhat broke the curse. We can't keep it in this state unless you exonerate her. Do you understand?
I can bring her back with a snap of my flipper.
Do not bring the curse can be broken if you, one, acknowledge you were wrong, two, exonerate her name, and then go on from there. That is the way. If you continue to deny it, she will re-manifest this and take your guest again.
I think I understand. Can you help me spread the word?
Of course, that's what I do. Can you comp our meal in rooms? Of course, it's what you do.
I don't need rooms. I just need a sleeping bag outside.
I'll get you some food and drinks. I'll be right back. And she hurries off, but into the back kitchen, and you hear pots and pans and
look at those turd balls.
And they just look berries. Completely. They just look completely befuddled and confused.
Oh,
and
good. I'll dash over to them.
Yeah, whatever you do, don't smile.
No, I just look at me. Close mouth, I guess. I'll just go. So, I know you seem a bit confused, but we all lose from time to time. And I'll be happy to take my payment as soon as you guys are done. Discussing how that's going to happen. I mean, we did payment. We played five dice ante. You guys lost. You said you would figure out something in the morning. It's morning. Why do you look so confused now?
I'm going to need a persuasion roll.
No, it's only that's fine. Even if it's my lower level, I'll still give it a freaking try. I think 8 will do it. Anyway, I know an 8 will do it. It's
smile
it's
at
not,
him.
It's not contested, right? There's
It might be. If not, I can use bluffing, I guess. Let me use bluffing instead.
Yeah, bluffing's fine. Yeah.
Okay, I'll keep the rule as the same, and I'll make my bluffing. My bluffing's 14. But to build the circumstances, they are confused. They do play ante. They may have seen me or recall me from the night before, and they are confused. So here we go. I'm just trying to build on that entire confusion and the fact that they played a game that they normally play.
And out of curiosity, is the couple with the missing child present?
No.
Because he knows he's going to walk up and go, boo! You had a child and you threw it away and you cursed her!
The ancient booer!
And then cursed the ancient booer who does nothing but sit in the basement going, boo! Where's my dogs?
In the credits of Princess Bride, whoever played that lady at the ceremony, her name was the ancient booer.
Oh, gosh.
As the camera zooms out, they're handing you a small pouch with 5 copper in it, and you see the other people kind of wandering around the inn. Some people leaving the inn hurriedly, and you zoom out of the inn. There's smoke coming out of the chimney, and you see a view of the haunted marshes to the east. And through the mist and fog, we zoom into a lone tower in those marshes with a small band of people moving away from it.
He's bringing up our improvised weapons, hopefully.
Yeah. All right.
Swinging a dwarf. A swung dwarf is D8. It's a D8.
Versus a hung dwarf.
So I'm gonna take over from here.
Oh, good. Look at you, Jamie.
Yes. Aren't you proud of me? I'm okay.
Wait, so we did go upstairs.
Nathan?
Anyway.
Kirsten.
I might have to delete this whole episode. I don't know what to say.
The Tower of Size.
Presumably.
Which is, by the way, a great name for a brothel. Tower of Size.
It is.
So that's where we're wrapping up tonight.
This is the Tower of Thighs.
You win
for the whole campaign. You done it right there. Yeah, that's the win.
So thanks for all that. We are going to do a, if you guys have time, we can do the advancement rolls.
So we didn't do any last week either. We were supposed to do them at the beginning of this.
Yeah. Well, I wanted to finish this thing. This adventure. But I'm also going to give you guys a heroic
ability. Thanks.
A heroic ability. Just go through the rules. You're supposed to hand them out not all the time, but occasionally. And you guys have been going through a lot of stuff. Not everybody has been able to roll up a heroic ability. And this is in freeing this inn from this curse, I think was a pretty heroic deed. So I think it qualifies for another heroic advancement. So you can tell me what you chose next time. But does everybody have time to roll their advancements?
Yeah, sure.
I certainly do.
Mm-hmm. I'm good.
Yes.
I'm good.
Okay, so let's do that real quick. So any dragons or demons?
Yeah, I did, but it's on animism and I already have it at 18, so I don't think that counts.
I'd say you can just put it on something else. That seems fair to me.
I'll throw it on awareness, which was also part of that same role. How about that? Okay.
And you all attended?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I was here.
You all defeated something through combat?
Mm-hmm.
And what else do we do?
We did explore a new area.
Explore a new area. Did you play into your weakness?
I slept outside. Yes. I guarantee I slept outside.
I complained about the night, Ken, but that's about all I got.
I did sleep outside for at least one round.
Though last week, I did have much more to say about the Nightkin and avoiding them.
Collapsed outside. Yeah,
we can take it from both sessions.
Okay.
And actually, you did bypass some stuff. If we were including both sessions, you did bypass some stuff without combat.
And we bought
potatoes. Oh, wow. So is that six then?
I literally just closed the book from that.
All right. I got six to roll then. I'm going to do... awareness. I'm going to start. Is that all right? Can I just start?
Sure. All
right. I have it at 14. I rolled a 10. No joy.
29.
I'm going to do...
would be 6 for him.
Yeah, 5 for
sneaking. Mm-hmm. I'm going to do sneakins.
Okay.
I have it at 14. I rolled a 2. No good there. Spot hidden. I have it at 15. I rolled an 8. No good there. Swimming, because I always do swimming. I'm a duck. I have it at 13. I rolled a 9. No good there. Wow. I only have one more to go. I'll do staves. I have it at 15. 3. No joy across the board for me.
Okay. I'll go next. All right.
Nothing changed.
I'll go with awareness first. A 9. Roll a 13. So that will go up. Thank God. Then I will go with persuasion because it's gone down recently to 12. So I'll just... nope, that will not go up. I will try performance, which is now down.
So should she keep her old skill number and then
no.
But if she gets that
the thing.
He has to make that call back. He has to
the
make
the permanent
call,
one removed, then she should get those points back, right? Like, if I repair her teeth, shouldn't she get those points back?
Yeah, we'll work that out, but I don't think that's going to be the case. But if that happens, then we'll bump her back up.
Okay, all right.
Well, I roll my performance. I rolled a 17, which is better than both versions of whatever skill I have, so it goes
okay. Out. Great.
And then I will do... I guess I should do sneaking, which is a 12, and I'll roll a 19, so that will go up. And lastly, I'll do... healing, which is a 5. I rolled a 12. That will go up.
All right. Tony, you want to go? Once you're off mute. There you go.
Sure. I'm going to go for spot.
I probably should have done that one.
No, I went above it. I got a, it was a 14. I rolled a 17. So that means okay. I got a point.
Yep.
Huzzah. I'm going to keep with sword.
Okay.
So... did not make that one.
Right.
Well, it's funny. I didn't know what the last one I was going to roll for, but I didn't make it. So it kind of doesn't make any point. So I think I'm done.
Okay. Siggy.
Okay. So first I'll do awareness, which I did not make. Next is knives. I did not make. Spot hidden. I did not make. It was a great, great day. Bushcraft. Which I did not make. And beast lore. Which 17? No, 20. Damn. I didn't make.
I'm going to roll through my stuff real quick, too. I'm rolling for awareness. Have a 10, roll a 10 that does not... surpass it, so I did not go up there. Then I've got sleight of hand at 14, I rolled a 2, so no. Sneaking, I've got a 17, I rolled a 9, no. Spot hidden, I got 7, I rolled 12, so that goes up. In hammers, I got a 9, and I rolled a 9. So I only went up in spot hidden. Awesome. So I have no idea what heroic ability I'm going to get, but I can't wait to hear what you guys decide on.
I know I've been talking about Weasel, but I don't know if I should do that.
But cool. So what'd you guys think of this little hairy little side quest?
I hate dogs forever.
That was rough.
Yeah, it's good. I mean, it was rough. I am curious how we're supposed to have broken the curse normally, but I'm just glad we did were able to break it otherwise, because I was like...
It's funny. I'll give away a couple of things. Folks, if you listen to this and you're going to play this adventure, don't
do this. Let this be for our own.
Stop listening now.
Yeah, stop listening. Yeah. So whoever was wearing the ring, she wouldn't attack.
Oh, that was me.
That was you. So you're like the person doing the most damage. She wasn't going to attack you.
Oh, interesting.
That dagger would have done extra damage to her if you'd used that dagger on her from that you found. The doll, if she saw that, she would have basically grabbed that and burst through the door, and that would have just ended the combat right there.
So we could have avoided her and the dogs and all that if we had just
So the dog
that.
Doesn't come back good
to
life.
The dogs will still be there. The dogs will still be there, but she you wouldn't have to fight her.
Well, that would have... it would have at least stayed standing.
Because Cooper Ring would have been fully charged and went outside and went...
Yeah.
Lightning Lord!
I think I played the dogs a little bit tougher with you guys, but... But you skated through the hag. So
yeah, after my little time running, I'm like, yeah, I'm gonna just not. I was like, did I pull too many punches? They seem very fit.
one of you is like a nuclear weapon.
I thought I was impressive being able to deal about D12? So
yeah.
I could theoretically deal out 32 damage.
There was nothing ever oppressive about Corinne. It was just like nothing. Like, she's just there.
Boons are nice. But
boons are nice when they can happen.
Anyway, guys, thank you so much. It was super fun. Right.
Hi, this is Matt, the co-host of the Advanced Age Role-Playing Gamers podcast, and you've been listening to our latest actual play, Mirth, Magic, and Mayhem, using the Dragonbane TTRPG from Free League Publishing, based on the classic Swedish role-playing game, Drakkar Demoner. If you like what you hear, please follow, like, and subscribe to our YouTube channel and anywhere else you find podcasts. We also really appreciate feedback and chatting with folks, so feel free to tweet us, comment on our YouTube, or leave us a review so we can reach even more people. You can also visit our website at www.theaarpgs.com, where you can read more about the cast, listen to old episodes, and even shop our store for cool Geek Chic merchandise. This story features Malcolm and Nathan as co-GMs. Malcolm will also be playing the role of Karin, a halfling bard. Nathan will be playing the role of Brains, a wolfkin thief. Our players for this story are Tyr as Dane Ringson, a human scholar. Sean as Baelor Banefire, a dwarven smith. Chris as Sigyn, an elven huntress. Anthony as Corgan Stonehammer, a halfling fighter. And Tim as Quiverring, the Mallard Mage. Character artwork created by Nemesis to Anthony Cupo and friend of the show, Jody P. Schaefer, whose work you may recognize from Metacopolix, Marikari, Megas XLR, and MTV's Downtown. Contact him when the time is right. You'll know how and when. Music licensed through Dark Fantasy Studios and SoundCue. Sound effects by Nathan, using Krotos Weaponizer, Studio, and Dehumanizer, using libraries from Boom Library, SoundCue, Krotos, and his own recordings. So thank you again for taking time to sit down with us at our gaming table. And until next time, remember, you're never too old to roll.